So first of all, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Itlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Sri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and Itlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Sri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, to entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga, to our guardians, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here. So the question being raised by our guardians, our Vaishnavas, is that this Bhagavatam in and itself is the essence of all scriptures. No? And what need is there for other books, like the scriptures of our Goswamis and the scriptures of our Guru Varga? What is the need? Because in the Bhagavatam we see, it is said that Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Sukam Kamrita Drava Samyutam Pipata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. That it said, oh, this Bhagavatam is the essence. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. This is the essence of all Vedic literatures. The Vedic literature is compared to a tree, then this Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that tree. And especially this fruit has been touched by the beak of a parrot. Sukha Mukha Amrita Trava Samyutam. And this Sukha is, who is this Sukha? The Sukha is Sukadev Goswami himself. And who is Sukadev Goswami? He is the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Like we hear this katha, that Srimati Radhika, she was feeding this parrot some pomegranate seeds and teaching this parrot how to utter Krishna's names, saying Chan Krishna Krishna. And ultimately this parrot one day flew from Barsana to Nandagao. And there this parrot was repeating Krishna's names in such a way that Krishna felt Srimati Radhika herself was calling out to him. Then he was thinking, who is this? Then he saw this parrot, then he captured that parrot. And Radharani, she was thinking, where is my parrot? And anyhow, Krishna, he said he will not give this parrot back, even when Lalita and Vishakha went there. So anyhow, Yashoda, Maya, she twisted Krishna's ears, saying, always playing with birds and animals, therefore you've become like this. Your intelligence has become very dull. So therefore, anyhow, Yashoda Maya had Krishna give this parrot back to Srimati Radhika. Even though the parrot was unwilling. In fact, the parrot was thinking, oh, I left Srimati Radhika and I came here. But once Krishna accepts someone, he never gives anyone up. So then we see that this same parrot, as we know, Krishna told this parrot to stay behind, saying, you speak on my pastimes to everyone. Why? Because we see that Krishna, why does he perform his leelas? Because Madbhakta Vinodaya Karomi Vivida Kriya. He performs these vivid leelas, these various pastimes. Why? To give vinodan, to give pleasure to his devotees. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, and this paritranaya sadhuram vinashaya cha duskritam is only secondary. In fact, we see that what is this paritranaya sadhunam? What is the meaning of this verse? It means he delivers all those sadhus who are feeling so much separation from him, especially the vrajavasis. What is this duskritam? No, not just some demons or some duskriti. This duskritam is a separation that the vrajavasis are feeling from Krishna. This is the only duskriti that they have. No other mood they have in their hearts. Only this feeling of intense separation that they're feeling. So he only delivers them from that. Therefore, Madbhakta Vinodaya Karomi Vivida Kriya. Therefore, we see that Krishna, he told Sukadev Goswami, you stay back and you speak on my glories to everyone. Because we see, it's said that if anyone meditates on Krishna, even in the mood of an enemy, like how Shishupal did. If anyone meditates on Krishna, even in the mood of bhai, fear, like how Kansa did. If anyone meditates on Krishna, even in the mood of like one's bandhu bandhav, relative, like how the Yadus did, the Vrishnis did. And if anyone meditates on Krishna in Saharad Bhav, in friendship, like Krita and Kaushik. And then if anyone meditates on Krishna in the mood of parental love, like how Nanda and Yashoda did, or like the gopis, still they will achieve that mood. They'll achieve prema. This is not just for them. This is not just during Krishna's appearance. Even after Krishna's disappearance from this world, if anyone meditates in these moods, he's bound to attain Krishna. Even Vairbhav, even this mood of enmity, even after Krishna has disappeared, if anyone meditates on him, he's bound to achieve Krishna's mercy. First, Krishna, he'll show his form, which is covered by Maya. No, that sloka is there. No? Naham Prakasha Sarvasa Yoga Maya Samavritaha. First, he'll show that Maya which is not pleasing to the devotees, and then he'll show that form in the pure heart of the devotee. He'll purify their hearts and he'll show his real form. So therefore, this verse is applicable for all times, not just during Krishna's manifest leelas. Therefore, Krishna, he told Sukadeva Goswami, you speak on these leelas to everyone, you enlighten them, or else how will people be delivered from this past, from this material world? Because we see in Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described the Srishti Leela. The Srishti Leela is also in pastime of Bhagavan. There we see that Bhagavan, why did he manifest so many unlimited jivas? Why? Because then in Vedanta Sutra, there's one sutra which says, Etu Leela Kaivalyam. Only because he's so inclined to perform his pastimes, his leelas, therefore he manifests all the jivas. And then he gives them free will. Actually, it is said the jiva, even in his even in the state of tathasta, he can never look towards maya, because it is not within his constitutional nature to look towards maya. But Krishna himself, because of his inconceivable will, he makes this desire appear within the jiva to look towards maya. Why? Because then he can perform his pastimes of delivering the maya, of delivering the jiva from the conditioned existence. So one may think, why Krishna is so selfish? So this is also one pastime of Krishna. Why should he not perform this pastime also? This is also one of his leelas. So therefore, Krishna, he desired that all these jivas be delivered from maya. Therefore, he told Sukadeva Goswami, you stay back. And then we know how Sukadeva Goswami, he was hearing the Bhagavatam from Shiv Thakur. And then as Shiv Thakur spoke the Bhagavatam from the first to ninth canto, Parvati Devi, she fell asleep. And then anyhow, when she heard the tenth canto, then she said, I just fell asleep. What did you say? And then Shiv Thakur said, then who was imitating your voice? And who was here? Then he looked at Sukadeva Goswami. Then anyhow, tried chasing him everywhere. Then he entered inside the womb of Vitika Devi, the wife of Vyasadev. Stayed there for 16 years. And then Vyasadev told him, why are you troubling your mother in such a way? You come out of your mother's womb. And then he said, I'll only come out if Krishna retracts his maya. If he removes his maya, then I'll come. Then Krishna said, all right, I'll remove the maya for like one fraction of a second, love matra. And then anyhow, Krishna, he removed this maya, and then Vyasadev, he saw Sukadeva Goswami, he came out of his mother's womb. And then, as we know, he left to the forest, and then anyhow, before Sukadeva Goswami, he was absorbed in this Brahma Bhav. So the question arises, if Sukadeva Goswami is the parrot of Srimati Radhika, then how can he be absorbed in this Brahma Bhav? Because this was only like a reason, only a pretext to show that even these Atmaram Munis, they're also achieved by the, they're also attracted by the qualities of Krishna. No, there's a shloka, no? Atmaramascha Manayo Nirgrante Pe Urukrame Tambuta Gunohari. In this way, they're attracted by the Naam Roop Gun Leela Shri Hari. So Sukadeva Goswami was just showing this pastime. Then he spoke the Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami. So if you see, actually the Bhagavatam was spoken many times. If you see, even Suta Goswami, he spoke the Bhagavatam to the rishis in Naimisharanya, 80,000 rishis. So then we can think, how did Vyasadeva include this also then? Because first, if you see, the Bhagavatam was spoken to Brahma, Chatushloki Bhagavat. This is the first history. The second history is Narad Rishi, he made Vyasadeva realize this Bhagavatam within his heart. No, like Bhakti Yoga Manasi. Like Bhakti Yoga Manasi, Pranyat Sami Amale, Apashyat Purusham Purnam, Mayam Chatat, Apashyami. Absorbed his mind in Bhakti Yoga and then he realized this Bhagavatam. This is the second history. And the third history is Sukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit. And the fourth history is Suta Goswami speaking to Sauna Krishi. So why did he include all these different histories also? And the Padma Puran, it said even that Gokarna spoke to Dundukari. So why did he even include all these histories? Because they're also part. Like we see in the Bhagavad Gita, if you see Dhritarashtra, Bhagavad Gita is basically the words spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. But why are the words of Dhritarashtra included there? Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Why are the words of Sanjay included there? Sanjay Uvacha. Because they're also part of the Bhagavad Gita. Like if you have some salt and you add it inside the ocean, what will happen? Now if you have something else, some other substance made of some other thing, and you add it inside the ocean, what will happen? That will also become salty. Similarly here, even their conversations are part of the Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, all these histories are also part of the Bhagavatam. So this way, there are so many histories there in the Bhagavatam. Therefore, it said, Pibata Bhagavata Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. That those who enjoy relishing this rasa, who relish this bhav, You drink this Bhagavatam by your ears. Because this Bhagavatam in and itself is sufficient for everything, for God realization. Therefore, Mahaprabhu himself said that Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajeshatanayastadhama Vrindavanam Amya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartau Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matidam Tatradharo Napara. Vishnath Shavit Thakur said that this is the verdict of Mahaprabhu, that Bhagavatam is Amal Puran, not Mal. You see, the other Puranas have some mal, some impurity. Because the 56 Puranas, 18 Puranas are in the mode of goodness, 18 are in the mode of passion, 18 are in the mode of ignorance. And even if you see the Vedas, they're divided into so many sections. First, there was only the Atharva Veda. And then Vyasadeva, he saw that people, their intelligence is not so pure. So therefore, he divided them. Because he saw in Kali Yuga people, their intelligence is very polluted. So he saw that coming, so he divided into Rig, Yajur and Samved. And even in these Vedas also, there are two categories. Brahman Veda and Upanishad Veda. The Upanishad Veda, if you see, what is that? The Upanishad Veda concerns the constitutional nature of Jiva and Paramatma. And that Upanishad Veda, especially the essence of that is Vedanta Sutra. The 550 Sutras. And of all the Vedanta Sutras, the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra is the Bhagavatam, which Vyasadeva himself wrote. And this Brahman Veda, it concerns this ritualistic activities, which makes one enjoy in this material world. One will go to heaven, he'll enjoy there. He'll even go to Brahmalok, attain the position of Brahma, Indra. So therefore, many fire sacrifices are described in this Brahman Veda. And this Brahman Veda especially deals with how to do a fire sacrifice. Like first, if you want to do a fire sacrifice, there should be a hota. Hota means one person who will recite verses from the Rig Veda. So this Hota, he'll recite verses from the Rig Veda, and then what will he do? He'll, by his incantations, by his chants, he'll call all the presiding deities from the Rig Veda in this way. Because we know that the mantras of Rig Veda are very powerful. And then there's the Udgata. What does the Udgata do? The Udgata, he recites verses from the Sam Veda. And then by reciting all the verses from the Samveda, he also calls the presiding deities from there. Because we see even the Vedas and Upanishads, they're personified, their personalities. Like we see in Bharat Bhagavatamrit, Gopakumar, once he was in Brahmalok, and there he saw there was a debate going on between the Upanishads and the Puranas. There was a debate going on regarding what is more glorious, bhakti or moksha. So all the Upanishads, they were speaking of moksha, and the Puranas especially, they were speaking of bhakti. And when Bhagavatam was present there in Brahmalok, listening to this conversation between the Upanishads and the Puranas, Bhagavatam itself, he got so upset that he left the assembly, saying, how can they even think that moksha comes anywhere near to bhakti? How can they even think there's a comparison between them? So Bhagavatam just left the assembly. And then anyhow, the glories of bhakti were spoken there. And Gopakumar, he heard. So in this way, in this Brahman Veda, in these ritualistic ceremonies, there's the Hota, there's the Udgata, and there's the other view. The other view, what does he do? The other view, this person who's, he chants verses from the Yajur Veda. And then there is the Brahman. So then the Brahman, what does he do? He's ideal. He makes sure the Yajna is going on properly. He makes sure the mantras are chanted very nicely. And then in this way, the proper mood is aroused. And then no problems are there whatsoever. And this way, the fire sacrifice is performed. So you see, even in the Vedas, there's so many categories. So therefore, Vyasadeva, he saw people get confused. Therefore, he wrote the Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all these different scriptures. But still we see then the question arises, then why did the Goswamis write so many scriptures? No, why did they write? In fact, they asked Gurudev this question also, saying, oh, what need is there for more books? Because there are some devotees who are called Prabhupada Nugas. They say, Swami Maharaj's books are more than enough for us. Swami Maharaj said, my books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. So they said, no need for any other book. Then Gurudev said, if that was the case, then why did Vyasadeva himself write so many scriptures? Why did he himself write the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra? Then we see that following in the footsteps of Vyasadeva, we see that our Goswamis wrote so many scriptures explaining the Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami wrote Ujjal Neelamani, Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu. Jeeva Goswami wrote the Satsandarbhas. Sanatana Goswami wrote Brihat Bhagavatamrit. And then Sridhar Swami had already written a commentary on the Bhagavatam. That would have been enough. Then why did Sanatana Goswami write this Brihat Vaishnav Toshani? Why did Jiva Goswami write Laghu Vaishnav Toshani? Why did Vishnachaki Thakur write Sararatha Darshini? Then why did, even like then Gurudev said, then even Swami Maharaj has written commentary. Then we see so many other disciples of Prabhupada have written commentary. And I am also following in their footsteps. I am also writing a commentary. Because this is this fruit which is being passed down from our Guru Varga. Because we see this Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam, this fruit has no skin. It has no seeds. So therefore, if this fruit will fall from the tree, then what will happen? It will dissolve into the ground. When it has no skin and no fiber, no seeds, then how will it stand on the ground? It will just dissolve. Therefore, this fruit which has no skin, or what should be done? It should be passed down from one hand to another. Someone will carefully pluck this fruit, then he will pass it down to another person. Then he will pass it down to another person. He will pass it down. And then this fruit will be relished by one who has realization. So this is the Bhagavatam. So therefore, this fruit which has no skin or fiber, what do our Guru Varga do? They carefully pass it down, pass it down, pass it down. In this way, we see they're carefully passing it down with their own realizations. No, like we see even Vrindavan Das Thakur, he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then we wrote Kaviraj Goswami, he has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, whatever remnants I've taken from Vrindavan Das Thakur, I'm accepting. Then Lochan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Mangal. He says, so many scriptures are being passed down. Gurudev said, even if Krishna and Balaram themselves were to speak on their glories, they would never reach an end. Even if Anantashesh himself were to speak for millions of years, he would never reach an end. But our Guru Varga, what do? They mercifully present the conclusions of the Bhagavatam so that everyone can understand. Because there's so many verses in the Bhagavatam which is very difficult to understand. Like there's one verse which says, Rajanesha Ghora Rupa Ghora Satta Nishevita Pratyahara Rajaneha Shrenibir Striya Sumadhyama. So there it said, Krishna, he told the gopis, Rajanesha Ghora Rupa Ghora Satta Nishevita Pratyahara Rajaneha Shrenibi Stri Sumadhyama. Where he said, oh, Rajadevis, oh, very beautiful Rajagopis, now you should return home. Why? Rajanesha Ghora Rupa Nishevita. So there it said, this is very dense night. Rajanesha Ghora Rupa. Ghora Rupa means very gore. This gore jungle, dense darkness, you should leave. Ghora Satta Nishevita. There are many fierce creatures here. So you should go. So if you see the direct meaning there, then what will you understand? Krishna is telling the gopis that leave the forest. Go home. Because this is a very dense night. Dense darkness here. And so many fierce animals here, like tigers. And then even if you come to pick flowers, then if you see during this time of the night, there'll be scorpions, snakes near the trees. They might bite you, so you should go home. So this is the literal meaning of the sloka. But Jiva Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur, how have they described this verse? They have said, Rajanesha Aghora Rupa. Aghora Satta Nishevita. There they said, if you, the syllable A is long, is dhirga. If you separate that syllable, then it becomes short. Then it comes before. One syllable, it comes once before. So then it becomes Rajanesha Aghora Rupa. Means Krishna is telling the gopis that this forest is actually very pleasant. Why? Because it's a full moon. Because in the beginning of this Raslila, what did Krishna tell the gopis? Bhagavan Apita Ratri, Sharadot Fulla Mallika. Viksharantum manas chakre yogamaya upashrita. Krishna taking shelter of this yogamaya when the flowers were blossoming. Sharadotfulla mallika. Utfulla means they're blossoming, all these different flowers. Why? Because this Sharadiya. It's the full moon night. So how can the forest be dark? Means it is full. It's full moon night, the forest is actually very bright. Means there's effulgence everywhere. Therefore, Rajanesha Aghora Rupa. When the full moon is there in the sky and the rays of the moon are illuminating the entire forest, how can there be dense darkness there? And Ghora Satta Nishevita, it's actually Aghora Satta Nishevita. Means here in Vrindavan, you see all the tigers, all the lions, all the different animals, they're never violent. They're never ferocious. They're very friendly to each other. They can never hurt anyone. And what are the animals here, if you see? Even the snakes are very helpful for Radha and Krishna's Leela. It said that once Radharani was in Maan, and then one snake appeared in front of Radharani, and Radharani became very scared, and then she embraced Krishna, and Maan went away. So even the different animals are actually helping in Radha and Krishna's Leela. Like every day in Mangalarti we sing, no, Mayura Shukadi Sari, Katopika Raja, Mangala Jagara Hetu Koriche Viraja. All these different peacocks are dancing and this way all the different birds are going. This way, this is Vrindavan, where the bumblebees are humming. So where can there be dangerous animals? Therefore, you should stay here. And then you should enjoy this Raslila with me. So this is how can we understand the meaning of this verse when you take it in a literal way then? Therefore, we need our Guru Varga to explain these verses. Like even this verse, no? Tava katamritam tapta jeevanam kavipiriditam kalmashapaham shavanamangalam shrimatatatam bhuvigrinanti jay bhurida jana. This one, you see the literal way, it said, oh Krishna, tava katamritam tapta jeevanam. Your pastimes are like katamrit for our hearts, which are scorched by these miseries, tapta jeevanam. Therefore, kavipiriditam, those kavis who sing of these pastimes are most glorious, bhurida jana. But if you see, this is one group of gopis, they speak this verse. But then Gurudevi explains how another group of gopis speak this verse. Srimati Radharani says, for one who has heard your pastimes and when you leave them, when they experience intense pangs of separation from you, then the same tavakatamritam, they don't become amrit, they become mrita. Tapta jivanam, then they scorch us like poison. Therefore, burida jana, these people are not actually burida. They're actually like very cruel by distributing these pastimes amongst the general public. So therefore, all these different moods of the Bhagavatam, how can we understand if we only take the literal sense? How can we? Therefore, our Guru Varga, by their commentaries, they've given the meanings. There's the other verse in Gopi Gita also, no? Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. There also it said, oh, Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan, means you're not the son of... There it said, Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. There it said, actually, the son of Yashoda, so you should be merciful to us, the gopis are saying. But then, actually, they're saying, Na Kalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. You're not actually the son of Yashoda. Because then, you're so cruel that you've left us in the middle of the night and you've gone somewhere else. So who will explain all these moods? Our Guru Varga are explaining. So without their light, how can we possibly understand the Bhagavatam? Then we'll only think of the Bhagavatam as like how the other Mayavadis think. Like we heard the other day, no? The Vaishnavas are saying, Bhagavatam actually has 18,000 verses. But some people were so envious, they took 5,000 verses and they hid them away. Because there in those 5,000 verses, the glories of Srimati Radhika are explicitly mentioned. Her name, the names of the Vrajavasis, everything is clearly mentioned there. But then people were so envious, they took out these 5,000 verses of the Bhagavatam. So therefore, at all times, we need the guidance of our Guru Varga. Therefore, even Gurudev should say, Swami Maharaj's books are not so easily understood. Can only be understood under the grace of another Mahabhagavat Vaishnav. Because he has the key. It's under lock and key. Or else how will you understand? So this way, Rupa Goswami has given all these books. Like we see in the Bhagavatam, it's only mentioned that Radharani, she went to Kurukshetra. But in which scripture has it said that Radharani went to Dwaraka? Has it been mentioned in any other scripture? It's been mentioned by Rupa Goswami, his Lalit Madhav, where he said Radharani went there in the form of Satyabhama. Chandravali was there in the form of Rukmini. Lalita was there in the form of Jambavati. Vishaka was there in the form of Mitravinda. All these different queens were there in all these different forms. Rupa Goswami is explaining. So in this way, anyhow, the glories of the Bhagavatam are unlimited. And therefore, Guru Varga, the more they shed light, the more newer and newer realizations come. Therefore, to this day, this parampara is running. More and more realizations will automatically come. More and more books will automatically come. Because this is the line of bhakti. Bhakti can never be in one place. Bhakti is like the flow of water. If it stays in one place, it becomes stagnant. So it should be moving forward. So therefore, the Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas are very mercifully pouring forth the realizations more and more for all of us to realize and understand the true purport of the Bhagavatam. Therefore, they're giving us all these scriptures. And then in this way, we see in Ras Panchadari, so many more examples Gurudev has given, quoting our acharyas. Anyhow, time is short, so we can only pray at the lotus feet of our Guru Varga that we don't disrespect their books. Saying, oh, no need for them. Only the Bhagavatam is enough. Why should I read their books? No, we don't disrespect them. Even Jaiva Dharma, you see, Swami Maharaj, before he left, he told one of his disciples that if you want to translate any book, translate Jaiva Dharma. And then they asked Swami Maharaj how to translate the Bhagavatam, the 11th and 12th canto. Swami Maharaj said, take shelter of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. You take his shelter. Clearly, he told one disciple who was translating, you take only under his guidance, you translate, or else you will not be able to do so. Or else by one's own scholarly abilities, he will not be able to do so. Anyhow, Ancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripasan Vyavacha Vithanam Bhavani Vyavashin Vyavani.
ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురన్మిలితం మేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. వంచాకల్పతరువ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై సిస్టాంగ్ దండవత్ ప్రణామ్స్ అండ్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మోస్ట్ వర్షిఫుల్ శ్రీ గురుదేవ్ నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి వేదాంత నారాయణ గోస్వామి శ్రీ గురు మహారాజ్ త్వరుపనుగ గురువర్గ అండ్ ఆల్ అసెంబ్ల్ వైష్ణవాస్ అండ్ వైష్ణవీస్. సో నౌ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, యాక్చువల్లీ వెరీ లాంగ్ క్వశ్చన్, సో మెనీ థింగ్ టు సో మెనీ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ టు డిస్కస్. ఫస్ట్ ఈస్ అబౌట్ భగవతం. And he said, like, we have Argoswami's books. Argoswami's book, is it more than Bhagavatam? Also, Bhagavatam has many explanations. There's commentaries from all different sampradayas. Even Mayavadis, they have commentary also on Bhagavatam. But then our Gaudiyas also have commentaries. So what's the speciality? So, difficult question. Thing is, as soon as we say more, and really this is the tendency in this world, then we have to like say what is more, because everyone wants to know what is the highest, like that. In spiritual life, really, there, according to someone, and this is what our Rupa Goswami is telling, like there is rasa, you know, there's like five main rasas. And according to your own rasa, then that is the highest, according to your own rasa. But if you are neutral, and if you take it from the neutral point of view, and you study each, then there is really something which is like highest, like this. That rasa which encompasses all the rasa, then that is the highest, like this. When we say that rasa that gives the complete pleasure to Krishna, that is the highest. So that's putting the Srimad Bhagavatam like the best of all the scriptures. Why? Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, finally, this is the time when Vyasadeva has really revealed what is the Adi Rasa, you know, the complete Rasa, the original Rasa. This is Madhurya Rasa. Only in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's finally like, the Siddhanta is given, like this. And it's very clear. And therefore, Vyasadeva himself became satisfied. So now, the question now is like, our Goswamis have explained, and they have many books. So what is the value of this? Is this more than? Now, this is about the same question. I remember in Navadvip, the one devotee, he likes actually kirtan, especially Mahamantra kirtan. So one time he kind of like complained to Prabhuji, why are like here like so many, we're singing so many of these songs, like, and we're not singing enough Mahamantra, like this. So then later on, then he get his answer nicely by Prabhuji. So anyhow, in the same way, like this Mahamantra, we know Mahamantra is the greatest mantra. But as long as you have no sambandha gyan, this mantra is really just an abhas. And there is no actual like a perception of the real mantra, meaning the Shuddhanam never is there. So our Guru Varga, they have, like for example, our Guru Varga giving other mantras, like giving Diksha, and Guru explained, that is, so then the devotee will have sambandha gyan, and then Mahamantra really can manifest, like Shuddhanam really can manifest. So they're writing all these songs. We're not just singing like just this Mahamantra. We're singing all these songs by Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why? Because here, then we begin to actually experience very practical moods of Bhagavan's, not just his name, his form, qualities, and pastimes. And then really when you sing Mahamantra, then you have actual experience. So in the same way, Bhagavatam is there. But like let's say in a school, you have all these law books. Okay, you may have that book, the main book of the law. But if you cannot understand exactly what it is, so then like what is the value then? So then all the other, like all these different lawyers and these politicians, they're writing all explanations of these laws. And then it's very easy, now you can understand. And like all in practical life, like this. So in the same way, Bhagavata may be there. But if not, if you just think about it, if not for the commentaries of our Goswamis, especially commentaries of, yeah, like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and others, no? Or Santan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, then really, how we can really understand like all the deep meanings of this Bhagavatam, and really this Bhagavatam like really manifests in its full glory. So you may say that, oh, they're greater, and but also, if without the Bhagavatam, what is the basis of all this commentary? So therefore, we should see that this is non-different from the Bhagavatam itself. It's part of the Bhagavatam. You know, the Bhagavatam started with 4 shlokas from Lord Brahma. This Chatushloki. That's the original Bhagavatam. And then later on, and now the Bhagavatam that we know, now there's so many conversations there. That is, of course, starting from the Chatushloka of Lord Brahma. But then later on, Lord Brahma explained also to Narad Muni. Narad Muni asking Lord Brahma, and he's giving answer, explaining Bhagavatam. And then, of course, we know Vyasadeva, then he realized this by mercy of Narad Muni. But then later on, he taught this to Sukadeva Goswami. So then it's just expanding. But really, what is Bhagavatam? That is Krishna. So then after Sukadeva Goswami, we know that all the rishis, later on, they heard the same Bhagavatam from who witnessed that when Sukadeva Goswami explained to Parikshit Maharaj. So then Sonak Rishi again repeated this. And this time, and the whole time, Vyasadeva, he's hearing all this. So Vyasadeva, you may say he's the source of Bhagavatam, because he explained to Sukadeva. But it's not the same as when he hears it from Sukadeva Goswami, now with more sweetness, like this. So like now, if this Bhagavatam is now explained and recited and explained by our Goswamis, like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, here in Vrindavan, he explains. Then, oh, that is so much more relishable than the Bhagavatam that Vyasadeva like explained to Sukadeva. Although it's the same, but now it's more relishable, like this. So it's just a matter of how this Bhagavatam is now being revealed, like more like openly and to its full glory. So really, our Goswamis, they have manifest this like full glory of Bhagavatam. And here, Bhagavatam, we have to appreciate. This is the main book. Like as far as the Gaudiyas are concerned, like we know this verse, Aradya Bhagavan, Braja Satanayas, Taddham Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachi Dopasana, Vrajavadhu, Valgena Alya Kalpita. Then Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. You know, he said, Aradhyo Bhagavan, our most worshipable supreme person is the son of Danda Maharaj, of Braj, the king of Braj. Then Raja Bhagavan Vajaisatanayas, Taddham Vrindavan, and his abode is Vrindavan. Then Ramya Kachidopasana Vrajavadhu Valgena Kapita. We're talking about our worshipable. So then the question is, look, how do you worship him? So the best way of worship is like how the gopis worship him. So then the next question is, what is your praman for this? Then that's why he said, oh, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. That is our pure, like, our pure evidence. So this is our main book showing that the topmost, like, way of making Bhagavan be pleased and be happy. And that is really relishing the highest rasa. And that's it, that is in the, like, Madhurya Rasa, the love of the gopis. And especially in his relation with Srimati Radharani, like this. So, but these things are furthermore like explained, more specialized. So like, for example, there's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gurudev said, I will not worry if even the Bhagavatam will be lost. Because as long as Chaitanya Charitamrita, then definitely the essence of Bhagavatam is there, and like all the deep meanings also, like this. So sometimes we hear that all the other scriptures can be gone, but as long as Bhagavatam is there, then no problem. But Gurudev said, no, actually even Bhagavatam is lost, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Then nothing is lost. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then it's the Bhagavatam plus the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the teachings of Mahaprabhu, and showing what is really the essence of this Bhagavatam, what is really the deep meaning. So this is the speciality of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only we know the deep meanings of the Bhagavatam, but also how to properly relish this Bhagavatam. And that is only by association of the Rasik devotees who are actually tasting this rasa. So, and this is my little understanding. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripasindhuye cha patitanam pavani vaishnavo.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य गणाङ्गनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपनुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिगं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणभ्रष्टाय भूतले रूपनुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंदम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my sastangananda pranam thousands of times the lotus feet of Sri Paramarajatam Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnu Pada Sotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my sastangananda vatpanam thousands of times the lotus feet of my Sri Rupa Anuga Gauriya Guru Varga. I offer my sastangananda vatpanams unto all the Sambhur Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. So the Vaishnavs are mercifully engaging us in hearing and chanting the names of the Lord, hearing this katha. And they were again bringing up this point that if Mahaprabhu said, I only respect Bhagavatam and I don't consider any other one's opinion, then why did the Goswamis, they write so many books separate from the Bhagavat? They are neglecting Mahaprabhu's instruction, neglecting Mahaprabhu. Why they have to write so many books? If Bhagavat is enough, then why, and that is only Mahaprabhu cares for that, then why they are writing so many things? Is this included in the Bhagavatam? What is this? Is this auspicious for the Jivas? What is all these things that the Goswamis are manifesting? So, as we've been hearing, it is said that the original Bhagavatam is 4 verses. Chatushloki Bhagavatam. This was originally spoken by the Supreme Lord to Brahma. So, And there it said in the first shloka of the Bhagavad Gita, Janmad asyato anvayar itaratas kartas abhigyasvarat tene brahma hriday adikavaya muhyanti asuraya tejo vari midam vinimaya yatratra sargomisha damna svena sara nirasta kuhakam satyang param dhimahi. And within this first verse of the Bhagavatam, everything has been explained there. The glories of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And there it is mentioned that Brahma, he is the Adikavi. But Gurudev has, in his explanations on this first verse of the Bhagavatam, he has said that actually, he's given at least 5 or 6 different explanations. First, he has described the Absolute Truth. Then he has described that the Absolute Truth is a person, Bhagavan. Then he has described the glories of Krishna. Then he has described the glories of Radha and Krishna. Then he described how this verse is the glories of Mahaprabhu. In this way, 5 different ways he glorified this first verse. And there he says that Adi Kavi, here referring to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the Adi Kavi. And he has explained the Bhagavatam. He has written everything. So we know that actually the Lord spoke the Bhagavatam in 4 verses to Brahma. Brahma in Brahma Lok, he expanded that into 300,000 verses. The Bhagavatam in the Satya Lok is actually 300,000 verses. Then in Swarga, it is 100,000. Then on Bhuloka, it is actually 18,000. So in this way, it has been, the Bhagavatam has been expanded on. So we see that Rupa Goswami and our Goswamis, it is said that the to understand the Supreme Lord, it is said that Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochaneva Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Viloka Yanti Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Surupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. The Lord's form is Achintya. It is inconceivable. To understand the Absolute Truth, Satyang Param Dhimahi, this Param Satya, this Supreme Absolute Truth, Radha Krishna Sarup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is all Achintya. It is inconceivable. It is beyond the grasp of one's mind, intelligence. It is said that na sadhyati mam yogo, na sankhya dharma udava, na sadhyas tapastyago yataha bhakti mimurja. You cannot understand the Absolute Truth by your own mental prayers. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyam na medayana bahuna shutana yam evasa vinudatena labhyastasyasya atma vivrunate tanum swam. Only when that Supreme Absolute Truth Himself desires to reveal Himself to you, then you can understand. There's no sadhana, there's no practice that gives you the right or access into the spiritual world. It is all kripa, it is all mercy. So He's achinta, He's beyond the perception of our senses, mind, intelligence, our sadhana, all these things we cannot achieve. Therefore, how do we understand what is achintya? Veda buddhigamya, through the Vedas. And what is the Vedas? Guru Parampara Prapt Vedavani. We understand the Vedas through the mouths of our Guru Varga. We understand what is the Veda through our Guru Varga. Like for instance, we're saying Srimad Bhagavatam. Had anyone here heard the Bhagavatam? How do you know? You saw Veda Vyasa write the Bhagavatam? How do you know it exists? On what basis do you accept Bhagavatam is real? People are saying Bhagavatam, this, that. How do you know? You're not there, you're not saw. You have not realized. How can you accept the Bhagavatam? Therefore, Guru Parampara Prapt Vedavani. Madhvacharya and our Guru Varga said there's only one Praman, that is Shabda. When we hear Shabda Brahma from the mouth of our Guru Varga, then it is accepted as Praman. And if we don't hear Shabda, if all the other Pramans like Itihas and this inference and history and Puran and this and that. So many different pramans are there. But all these pramans, they have no value if Shabda is not there. Therefore, it is said that in the Vedanta Sutra, it said that anavritti shabda, anavritti shabda. Shabda is everything. Nam is everything. If you hear from the Guru Varga, then it is praman. If you do not hear from a Guru Varga, there is no praman. Only if the Shabda is there, then all these itihas, inference and history and sense perception, pratyaksha, all these things that have value. If our Guru Varga have said, then these things can be used to support that. If they are not there, then they have no value. We cannot accept them as Praman. So therefore, Guru Parampara Prapt Vedavani. If we want to understand what is Bhagavad, then we want to understand what is our Vedas, we have to hear it from our Guru Varga. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, Gurudev, they have given us the Bhagavatam. Therefore, we can accept. We are hearing from the Vaishnavas, therefore we can accept. Otherwise, we cannot accept. That which we are directly, that therefore we heard yesterday, Gaura Govinda Goswami said, the living sadhu must be there. Shastriya Sadhu Sangha, okay, we accept. Shastriya Sadhu exists. But if you don't have the living sadhu, then Shastriya Sadhu Sangha also will not help. Living sadhu must be there. Then you can understand what is Shastra, then you can understand. Therefore, our Goswamis, like Jeev Goswami himself, it is said he's the most prolific writer of all the Goswamis. He himself alone has written 300,000 verses. And you should understand that every single verse Jeev Goswami has written, it is an explanation of the Bhagavatam. It is none different from the Bhagavatam. Brahma has four heads and he manifested 300,000 verses. Jeev Goswami has no four heads, but still he wrote 300,000 verses. And these 300,000 verses are the Bhagavatam itself, none different. You can see in his this Sat Sandarbha, all these Sandarbhas, this Bhakti, Priti, Tattva, Paramatma, Bhagavat, Priti, Krishna, all these, Kram Sandarbha, these are all one explanation of the Bhagavatam. Everything is written, all the books of our Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they're all only explaining the Bhagavat. This one thing, the glories of Srimati Radhika, the glories of the Braj Devis. This is what the Gurudeva said, the Bhagavatam is what? It's only Radhika's glories. Therefore, our Goswamis, they are writing. The real meaning of the Bhagavatam, they are writing. 300,000 verses is not enough. Anantashyaj with his thousands of hoods, he cannot even explain the Bhagavatam. Therefore, the Bhagavatam is unlimited. There's no limit to it. Therefore, if you count Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all our Guru Varga, Vishwanath Chakravarti, then it is lakhs and lakhs and crores of verses. And still it is not enough. Why? Because our Guru Varga, every day they are explaining, they are speaking the Bhagavatam. New and new glories. Every day, new and new realizations. There's no end to the Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we want to understand what is the Bhagavatam, then we have to hear from the lotus lips of Sri Guru Pada Padma, to hear from the Vaishnavas. Then we can understand what is really Bhagavatam, what is the real glories of Radhika, the glories of the Braj Devis, what is the real purpose. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. Like in one khichdi, you cook khichdi, then there's ghee, there's rice, there's dal, there's sabji, so many things there. It's very tasty. But yet every day the Vaishnavas, they are not only cooking khichdi, they are cooking so many preparations. They're offering so many beautiful items and offering to the Lord. Therefore, you can see in Bhagavatam, there's Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, so many tattvas are there. But ultimately, the glories of the Bhagavatam is Radhika's glories. So ultimately, the Vaishnavas, they are cooking so many things. Why? Because they have love for the Lord. Therefore, this prem, this love is what Krishna wants to relish. And therefore, that love is manifesting in all these items. Therefore, the love of the Goswamis, the love of our Guru Varga is manifesting in all these different kathas. And you should understand it to be non-different from the Bhagavatam. And in reality, for us, it is more than the Bhagavatam. What the Guru Varga speaks to us, it is more. Because we have not directly seen Vedavyas write the Bhagavatam. We have not heard from Vedavyas. But when our Guru Varga, they speak the Bhagavatam to us, this is Bhagavatam for us. This is Raghunath Das Goswami says, I want to go to Braj. I want to be there and hear the Gramya Katha of the Braj Basis. I want to do this. This is for me everything. Therefore, the Vaishnavas, whether they're sitting down speaking Katha or they're giving Darshan, whatever they speak, this is Shabda for us. This is Bhagavatam for us. This is how we understand. What is Satyam Param Dhimahi? You want to directly try with your own intelligence? Nayan Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedaya Nahbhuna Shudan. It is not possible. If only Yaha Bhagavata Para Vaishnavarasthan Ekanta Ashray Korashi Chaitanya Charan. If you want to understand Bhagavat, hear Bhagavatam, hear from the Vaishnavas. Whatever they say, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So praying to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and Guru Padavadma, praying for their mercy that we may hear from them continuously. For many days to come, Manjagalvadarvasta Kipasinna Beveda, Vidhanam Bhavana Vaishnava Vibhavana.
Now he's hearing many things. Very nice quotation, very glories. But one thing, like Vyasadeva, he is writing Shastra, Puran, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, many things. he is writing Pura, Upapuran, many Krishna's glories also. But Narada is telling, you are not happy, you are not pleased. You are not writing Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna in all. All are his Krishna's, Krishna onsi, all onsu. You are not clearly not explaining. Therefore, you are not happy. After what he is doing, he is explaining about Krishna. But he is explaining everything. Krishna's glories, Brahma's glories, until Dasya Sukha Vatsalya, Madhurasa, he is giving little on hints, not everything clearly glorifying. After Mahaprabhu, he came, he is not happy. He is saying Bhagavat is Amar Praman. Goswami is for giving order. Bhagavat is two types of. One Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat glories is Granta Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat glory is not difference. This is direct Bhagavatam. So now here is all Bhakta's glories, but not Brajdevi's. Glories is glorify important and like not giving priority. Like first canto two until ninth canto, after 11, 12, everywhere everything explaining. But where is Bhagavatam? Who is Bhagavatam? Bhakti Rasa Patra. So who is Bhakti Rasa Patra? Somebody has little rasa, dasya, santa, this is also rasa. Vatsalya, also rasa. But madhurasa, singarasa, adhirasa, this is complete. But that things is hiding. Until explaining everything, Sutta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Narada Rishi, they are not glorifying this Bhagavat glories. Or meanings, Brajdevi is Brajavasis. Brajavasis glory is a little bit, but Brajdevi's glory is no. Until no mention name also. Mahabhagavat, no mention. So Mahaprabhu not happy, no pleased. Also Krishna not happy. Krishna like. Therefore, Goswami are one moment asking, where is Krishna? Like Gurudev one day, America, morning tour asking, hey, where is Krishna? What is doing now? Dollar is, no understand what is asking Gurudev. So Krishna himself, he is thinking and asking, where is Gopis? Where is Radharani's? Where are they? What they are doing now? But asking whom? Asking Uddhava? They give me answer. You are asking Yudhishthira Maharaj, Arjuna? They give me answer. They think what is saying? One day Mahaprabhu chanting Gopi Gopi. All are disturbed. What is saying? Gopi Gopi? Why not Narayan Narayan? Why not Krishna Krishna? What is chanting? Why? They don't understand who is Bhagavatam. Bhakti Rasa Patra. Bhakti Rasa Shastra is not enough. Theory, thesis. But no Bhakti Rasa Patra, then nothing understanding. So Krishna himself, he is also want to glorify. Therefore he say, I am dead all time. I never will be indebted. No parehum. What that glory is, who is explaining? Who is teaching? Then Mahaprabhu himself sending all Goswamis, all acharyas, you go, go. Only glorifying. All Shastra Puran, anything writing, giving evidence. Not only speculation, not only story, history. Everything giving praman. Anything writing. Kaviraj Goswami starting writing. Then Raghunath Goswami helping. Jiva Goswami Prabhu helping. All are helping him. Then he is glorifying. So now he is. First understanding this Bhagavatam Grantha and Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat Bhakti Rasa Patra, Bhakti Rasa Shastra. This Brajadeva is, yeah, Brajabhumi is, the specialty is not explaining before Mahaprabhu's time. Many acharya came. They are until Shantarasa, Daishtarasa, Bas, enough. Not everything explaining, glorifying. But that thing too it is, you cannot pleasing Krishna. Not Krishna will be controlled. Then Krishna giving bhukti mukti. Otherwise Vaikunthiya, yeah, Golokiya Gati. Not giving Brajavas or Brajasiva, entrance of Brajabhumi. No idea. Who is Brajavas is no idea. Who is Bhakti Rasa Patra, no idea. Then no took shelter, then what from coming Bhakti Rasa? Not possible. Bhakti Rasa not available. Then people mostly going Muktispar. Bhakti Mukti. Not this. Ato parataram prapam vaishnavang se navidyati. Nityalila pravesham se dadati vrajadipo. Ato parataram praptam vaishnavang se navidyati. Bhakta jar diyamanam nagrinanti binamat sivanam jana. Bhakta jar no like anything without prem seva. But this prem seva not available anywhere. Not available. Only this Bhakti Rasa Patra, Mahabhagavat, they know they have this ras. This ras for Mahaprabhu explaining, then writing Radharas Sudhanidhi, Prabhudananda Saraswati. First books, the Radha Rasa. Some place telling Braja Rasa, Braja Bhakti Rasa. But here is direct writing Radha Rasa Sudha then Nidhi. This is our Nidhi, Sampatti, wealth, everything. Our Goswamijar, the Unnata Ujjal Rasa. What is Unnata Ujjal Rasa? Clean and clear and that things. Then the writing Ujjal Nilmani. And Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasa Amrita, ocean of this. Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Then Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing. All Goswamis are only this Bhakti Rasas, all specialty. Gradually. How can you going and enter and accept and you will be qualified and learned and then you doing this Prem Seva. Otherwise, sadhan with this not possible. Without this, Mahabhagavat Seva. Not took shelter there near. Then this is Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Prema Pumartha Mahan. So Prem Pumartha Mahan. So this Mahan Prem Puman, where to you collecting getting? This question. Then this Mahabhagavat near to possible they giving. Then giving indication. All Guru Goswami Swami, all are go there, took shelter. Lalitar Anugata, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing this. Lalita Devi is Anuga Kinkari, Vinod Dhari Chepai. So these things before not explaining anywhere. So that thing is hiding all, not giving. Why not? Giving then, they are going and disturbing. Or Prasadevi is doing upasana, aradhana, Lalita Devi and Nuga Kinkari, Vinodadhari Sipai. Lalita Devi is near everybody going and disturbing. Sankachul coming. Many other Padmas, doctor, Vaidya, engineer, director, operator, all coming, all disturbing. They are hiding. Sukhda Goswami very clever, hiding. But Mahaprabhu say no, no need hiding. This Kali Yuga, Jiva has no long time and no good brain. They are near took shelter, they quickly cleaning and purifying and giving for Krishna Prema Seva, engaging. Then they forget everything. Kali Yuga, small brain. This is very nice. Like you know, English medicine. Today taking, but today you, okay, tomorrow no need. Tomorrow, next medicine need. This medicine not long, long time running, not working. Homeopathic medicine is taking 10, 20 years for working. And Ayurvedic medicine taking forever working. So now is this other rasa. When working, this Satya Yuga, Teta Yuga, Dapara Yuga, long line, life and big strong brain. Because your people has no brain. They cannot forget, they cannot remembering, all time forgetting. So then, giving them this training and adhikar, going Krishna Seva for, they forget who am I. But Rishi Maharshi, Satya Yuga never forget. Strong memory. Now Kali Yuga very nice. Today fighting, tomorrow forgetting. Yesterday very sick, undigest, too much pain. Today forget everything. No more pain. Very happy now. So this is very good. This is English medicine like. Very nice. Why? Jiva forgetting. I am some person. There is by cause of mercy Mahaprabhu's followers, they meeting with this Braja Bhakta and this collecting this Braja Bhakti and Premrasa, but they have no tension. They are automatic, quickly enter. They have a Mahaprabhu starting Sankirtanam. And Sankirtan with this is giving prem. Before people thinking, I'm accepting here, no. This is right here, proper. The testing. But Kali Yuga Mahaprabhu now giving time also, testing for, checking for. People like America, very brilliant country, or talents. But they also forget everything. They also starting chanting Harinam. They are memory loss. No thinking why taking Harinam, why chanting Harinam, what is happening, what is there. British, forget everything. Why? This Kali Yuga, very nice. Kali Yuga, Kali Maharaj, in special adhikar. Your brain washing every day. Mahaprabhu, this good chance is taking. Say Dhanya Kali, very good chance. Quickly going and giving Harinam, injection. Like homeopathic terrorist. Homeopathic is terrorist. They're going and anything doing happen and starting work. So this, but after where going? Until Brajadevi near. Mahaprabhu's line, until Brajadevi is near going. After there is teaching Manjari Babu Pasana, Rasu Pasana, then going Lalita Devi is near and Radharani is by causal mercy, then Krishna Seva, very easy. But people, before is all Rishi Maharshi also serving this body, serving this mind. He is serving other people, helping Ayurveda, Yajurveda, Samveda, Rigveda. But Mahaprabhu saying no need anything, no need. The Harinam, starting, I am giving the inside all things. So this Mahabhagavat, writing anything, this is Bhagavatam. Other person, they are not Bhakti Rasa Patra, they are writing, this is not Bhagavatam. No Sabda Brahma, only Sabda Samanyam. Scriptures, only story, history, but not Bhagavatam. Anybody speaking Bhagavatam, they know Mahabhagavat, they speaking no Bhagavat. They have no idea. They have no respect. Tumar Sar Sutta speaking, but Balde Prabhu says, that is this. But Ugrasava Sutta is Bhagavatam, he's speaking Bhagavat. Everybody hearing. And Balde Prabhu cutting neck. All are not Nibrituta Sirpogya Manat. Baba Usada Sotra Manaviramat. Then Umana Virajit Bina Pasugunat. Baba Usada Sotra Manaviramat. So now, this is most important. Anybody Brajadev is followers, this Bhakti Rasa followers, practice this life, they are Bhagavatam. Bhakti Rasa Patra. They are speaking, this is Bhagavat. They are writing, they anything, this is Bhagavat. Glorify. Whom? Bhagavat. But they are disobey, neglecting this. Adada Santa Daisya Sakya Rasa? No. More nicely explaining. Explaining means giving in adhikar, entrance. So these things is no understanding, time is going, life is going. Wasting, only time wasting. No relation. No understanding. Pagal khana. Crazy and mad. Opening this center. Pagal khana. Many pagal, crazy, one places. They have no brain, no mad, no anugatya, no coming Mahabhagavat near. Bas, they telling, I am all in all. Who are you? I am all in all. So what is all in all? All in all. All in hollow. Nothing there. So these things, main important things. Bhakti Rasa Patra, where I am finding? So, therefore, little going discussion. Why? Now Srimati Dharani appears, the coming soon. All Brajdevis, they are really Bhakti Rasa, this Bhandari Kandari. No took shelter, no remembering, no worshipping, then no understanding Mahaprabhu's line. Never. Only going time and life. Million life gone, crore life gone, also going more. So this Kali Yuga very special. Very, very nice. Bas, only chanting Mahamantra, forget everything. But soon, or running away, where? Bas, uncha gao. Sunara, going where? Rangoli. Oh, where? All Kamai Karala, meanings all time that causes mercy, this Seva, running, non-stop, all forget and memory, and Brajbhumi will be all our important place, forgetting everything, no taste more. At a time everything is correctly, this, working, very nicely. Only this Mahaprabhu's this line. Therefore Mahaprabhu sending these Goswamis. So now tomorrow next hearing. Gaur Premanande.